Hello, adventurers. This is DM Corey. Well, one of your DMs. Chris is DMing this episode as we are with the B team. I just wanted to give a heads up. It's a free-for-all, this big fight that we're about to have. So if you're looking for some hard and fast D&D rules, you will not find them here. This is an exciting episode with probably one of the best jokes we've ever had, done by Matt, who plays Daryl. Also just some really good jokes throughout, and trying something new with the editing, putting in a little bit more atmosphere and effects, especially for this match. I took a lot of care. That's why it's been taking a really long time to get this one all set up. We also have a few announcements that we'd like to get out there in the future. We are going to be switching hosts for our podcast. What that means is that this current feed that you are listening to is going to change. We're looking to see how it all is going to look like. You may need to kind of find us again. But that's not going to be until season 2 is completed. We're going to take a long hiatus after this season, but we're going to fill that time as we are transferring all of our episodes and kind of getting things up and running on a new paid site where we can track our information and stats a lot better. To make up that time during that hiatus, we're going to have some special episodes. We're going to have our wild card at the end of the season, of course. We are also going to do a completely original story without D&D mechanics. We're probably going to do the Powered by the Apocalypse, where you roll 2d6s, with a whole crazy sci-fi story. It'll be kind of its standalone thing, but it should be ridiculous and crazy and a lot of fun. Another thing that has been a problem with how long it's taken to kind of get these things set up with scheduling and just people being busy, and especially me, and not having the time to edit and things not being so close together, some stories are kind of getting lost in the wait since we're splitting between two, actually three. And Bert's story has kind of suffered a little bit. So at the end of this season, I will release all of the Bert segments all into one. I'm going to put them all into one file, so that way people, when we're getting into season 3 and after this season, can get a real clear picture about what Bert has been up to and his journey throughout, since it's been a little more scattershot with the delays in some of these episodes posting. But we pick up that story again at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. We'll also put out a backstory or two, probably. And when we relaunch on our new hosting site, there will be two brand new opening episodes. We kind of explained what we did before we started recording and starting this podcast in a couple of talk-throughs. If you go way, way back to the very, very beginning, we have a couple talks about how these characters came to be. And for our relaunch, we're actually recording episodes that are going to be loosely scripted, explaining exactly what happened and help it flow a little bit better and get started on the right foot. So that's going to be pretty cool. So yeah, stay tuned. There's going to be really, really great changes coming up. We may even be getting some new equipment so everyone has their own mic. So there's lots of big plans in the future. In the meantime, please enjoy this episode. It is wild and crazy and a lot of fun, so enjoy. Previously on Perception Check. After sailing into a sinkhole, Dave, Sorrow, Daryl, and Shelby meet in the underground cavern a long-lost NFS member who entertains himself with an undead fight club. The heroes agree to fight hand-to-hand, no weapons or magic, against his best zombie, skeleton, and ghoul. If our heroes win, they get assistance in escaping their prison. Meanwhile, Burt Reynolds is rehabilitating in a monastery while learning to fight blind. Who will rise, and who will fall?
The Coalition of Light has gone missing. In a dark world of ever-changing chaos, who will come to save us? Deep from the fires, new heroes will rise.
I'm Josh. I'll be playing Dave Meowthews, a tabaxi monk.
I'm Corey, and I play Shelby Beakers, a tortle alchemist.
This is Adrian, and I'll be playing Sorrow, a tiefling sorcerer.
Hi, this is Matthew. I'll be playing Daryl Embersoul, a genocide cleric.
I am Chris, and I'll be your DM.
Chances like this don't come often. So can these people rise and take advantage of the situation? Find out on this episode of Perception Check.
Roll initiative.
Okay. Please roll well, because I have something I really want to...
Damn it! Here, let me write this. It doesn't matter what you roll.
Okay, free for all. How far away from each other?
Brains for days smells your bloody finger.
Perfect.
And he kind of stumbles wildly at you. And he grabs you by your...
With my fast movement, shoulders. Can I get in front of him?
Huh?
With my movement speed, can I get in front of him? So, like, as
roll,
he's...
Roll a d20.
17.
Ooh. Okay, after he grapples Shell Shocker, you can, like, kick him or something. Or knock him. What do you want to do?
That's so, like, as he's running at him... I want to, like, run towards him and, like, fucking clothesline him.
Okay.
So, like, as he's sprinting towards the blood, so as a cat person, I get an extra to my unarmed strikes.
Oh, nice.
So I add 4 to my unarmed strikes.
So you're saying with the add-in.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do 7 damage to the zombie.
So is this counting it as my turn at this point, or was that
like a reaction? It's like a reaction to his... So it's kind of like a...
Because when I hit, I get to do other cool things, so...
Okay, I say, okay, if we're doing this, we're fucking doing this.
You did 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then because I'm on the top of the ropes or whatever, I go jump forward onto Dave's shoulders and then forward and try to body slam the ghoul. The people's elbow.
The ghoul?
Yeah.
Ghoul the fool?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hopping off of the top of the ring.
Yeah.
Onto Dave's shoulders and then onto the dude with my elbows.
Yes, I like it.
Coming down.
Roll a acrobatics check.
Okay.
In the meantime, Skeleton takes his arm off and swings it at Sorrow.
So that was a fail, for sure. I mean, it was only like 7.
I think you jump up onto the rope and it looks like it's going to be super cool, but you slip off of Dave's shoulders.
Okay.
And kind of just like fall to the ring.
Okay.
I
pick myself back up.
Arm's length away because he's losing his
arm. So I take a step and jump with... I try and jump both feet into his chest. Like.
So you try and drop kick him?
Yeah.
With okay, both roll feet. A d20. It doesn't matter what you roll. Because Skeleton rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
He just, like, hits you right in the face with his humorous bone.
And it's not funny.
And it's not funny. And he is going to do 6 damage to your face.
But I shout, surprise, motherfucker! And I double hand clobber him in the back of the head.
Motherfucker.
15 plus, what it be?
It's insane.
He dodged it.
Really?
He nat rolled 20.
Another nat 20?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
So the way this is going to work, sorry, is like, we're kind of going to go wild and crazy, but every time we try and attack, we're just going to roll against each other, basically.
Shelby kind of looks at the small cut on his finger and takes his nails and makes a larger cut on his hand. And he goes, zombies on me! And he raises up a hand.
Okay, brains for days. He's running after you. And okay. I'm going to make him roll with disadvantage because he's got blood.
As he is rolling, I suck up into my shell, which is going to give me +4 AC.
Okay, he only got 2. So he's like, he like runs at you and he trips over your shell. And he's
yep, so I'm completely in my shell with like blood coming out of it to attract him and distract him. So
okay.
Sara runs good. Behind him and try and like gets her arm around his neck.
Okay.
Get her arm around his neck.
Roll a strength check.
That should probably be advantage since I'm totally distracted this guy.
Well, yeah, and he's rolling with disadvantage. He got a 3, so...
I got 5.
Then you got him.
Nice.
Someone needs to do something. You're not just going to rip his head
okay.
off.
Surprise, motherfucker! I punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Yeah. Actually, I elbow him in the face.
Okay.
Because I was role-playing that out a little bit, I was not going to fight, and then I was just going to do turn undead. And then kill them all, and then we would walk the fuck out of there. But I didn't want to ruin your thing.
No, that would have ruined his fun.
Yeah. 3 plus anything?
I don't know. What do you have any strength?
Strength would be nothing. It'd be dexterity is the only modifier that I have. for something of that same nature.
So I want to try to kick him almost in the crotch, but like almost like at like a little bit of an angle. I'm trying to take one of his legs off.
Okay.
So I'm going to kick like in like the where his inner thigh would be and just like pop it out of the socket.
The gracilis.
Sure.
But he doesn't have muscles, so the hip flexor area.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right in the ween.
One of those things.
We'll call it the ween. He only got a 4, so as long as you
Adrian knows it's all that she's chomping
there you
at
go.
The bit.
So,
because I'm role-playing. I have him around his neck.
Let's roll.
Hold on. Pause everything. Adrian is literally over there. She's trying to role-play so hard. She's got her arm up like she
has a chokehold.
Yeah, she got a chokehold on the air.
This entire time.
Oh, man. Josh did the slap on the elbow.
I'm into it. Come on.
She's been over there for 10 minutes.
Roll a D8, Dave Meowthews.
It's so serious, too.
3. Ooh, you hit him real hard, and since we tied, I'm going to say you don't take his leg off, but you do damage. So roll, what was it, D6 for damage? For skeleton,
River,
right?
What do you have? Who do you have?
So I'm going to use Fury of Blows.
Okay.
And...
Yeah, it's magic.
No, it's not. It's a punching...
It's an action. Yeah. It's not magic.
It's an attack that his character has. It works.
Okay.
This is good for Dave Meowthews.
Yeah, this is like his show.
Yeah, he's a good fighter, so.
So I, like, kick his leg up, and, like, it didn't come off, so I just, like, grab it, like, by the ankle, and I just fucking yank it back and see if I can pull it off that way.
Okay.
I assume a skeleton's pretty light.
I say... In attempting to rip his leg off, you just kind of swing him around and hit him on the mat a bunch of times, and it's really cool. And okay. So roll 3d6, because it's like 3 hits worth of damage.
8.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do it at the beginning because I thought it was a spell, but it is encouraging presence, a character ability, like a
character
trait.
Right,
okay,
now,
then
yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You can do that while...
I wasn't sure if it like it's a character trait. Like
okay. So it takes an action basically.
Okay.
But right now we're not really doing normal actions. So basically,
encouraging presence.
Instance, it would be like a cheer or something. Like,
okay. Yeah, so Sarah's just like,
let's go,
kick some ass.
So we all get +1 to attack rolls
and damage rolls.
Got it. Okay.
What were you gonna do?
Oh, I was gonna take out the legs of the zombie that she's holding. Take both of them
and
just
pull. And
pull
while she's holding him to his head.
Okay. Do a strength check.
Drawn quarter.
While he does that, can I simultaneously... I wanted to grab under his chin and do that neck stack move that people do when they break people's necks.
They bring it.
Oh, 18. Now.
Try and turn, for your
try and turn
snapper.
His head backwards. Great.
One.
Okay, so you pull really hard on his legs, but she loses grip on his neck.
Okay.
And he just kind of flings towards you, and you end up pulling his... groin like into your face, and it's embarrassing, but the crowd loves it and they think it's funny, and it does a little bit of damage. So roll like a d4
+1
to see how much you to damage the zombie's balls. All
right, 3.
Three, nice.
The not
3 to his.
Remember that you have guidance still
undead.
From earlier.
I didn't want to waste it on a quick one.
All right, Shelby.
Just letting
ghoul bull duel the fools. He like. Goes ghost mode and like enters into your shell, and he's like,
"How much do you think he's in a turtle shell?"
So, hold on, did he separate his body from?
We totally gotta save Shelby. He's being violated right now.
Did the zombie's body separate?
No.
Okay.
That's what you almost you would have ripped his head off if she rolled higher on her.
Yeah.
Grip.
So she does not have a hold of him anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
No one.
But
has
he's on the ground.
He's on the ground.
Okay, perfect.
His balls just hit your face. he is trying to do psychic damage to Shelby.
Okay. So would that be like a...
Would it be like a frightened thing? I would roll like a wisdom check.
Yep.
And we'll see.
It's 10.
The okay, next question.
No damage to you. You beat his roll. So he's like, ooga booga. And you're like, I'm not scared.
And you had +1.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep,
and then
Does the ghoul reappear outside?
Sure.
Okay, because Shelby's going to get out of the shell, run up and jump and try to shell smash him.
I like that.
In turn.
Roll d20 again. Shell smash him.
Oh, no!
He rolled a 13.
Five.
He disapparates and reapparates, nice. So you kind of just fly through.
Tumble.
Yeah, it's a cool move.
Okay. I yell, "Surprise, motherfucker!" And I stomp the zombie's head.
Oh, okay, d20.
Nat 20.
Yeah, he rolled an 8. So, you stomp on his head.
I'm killing him. His brains.
Right, it's like a... I don't know, it's going to be like just
I was
going
to say cursed.
Well, it's up to you, buddy.
I know, I'm trying to think of it. Like, it's good. You are stomping his head, like, full on.
And he rolled a nat 20.
I know. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
You stomp on his head, and his skull breaks open, and your foot crushes his brains, and blood and viscera splatter on that section of the ring.
Okay.
And a
Jesus
crowd goes
Christ.
Wild. But then the body and arms and legs keep moving, and it's like that kind of zombie where...
Okay.
Like, the whole body stays alive. Yeah, it's a dead alive
zombie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you dismember and burn.
Dead alive zombie, or... I can't...
I mean, in dead alive, a whole, like, digestive system goes
right,
around.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. They, like, they you gotta, like, grind them up to kill them.
Great movie.
Okay, then I climb up onto the top of the ropes, and I shout to my team, "Guys, I didn't think I would be enjoying this so much!" And then I jump over to Dave, and I say, "Alley-oop!" And I want Dave to throw me into, well, who's left?
The ghoul and the skeleton.
The skeleton. I want him to, like, just cannonball me into the skeleton.
Yeah, I love the team moves. I kind of see it as, like, a...
I'm basically jumping towards him, and he can grab me however
I
he wants.
I'm seeing it as, like, an upside-down powerbomb. Where he, like, grabs you by, like, under your arms and then swings your legs down on top of the skeleton.
Okay, I love it.
Like a power bomb. Roll a d20. Against 10.
I go 5.
I'm gonna use luck. Hell yeah. Please
That's
do.
And
you, hold on, you have... What did you roll?
A 10.
Oh, damn.
You need to add it to what you rolled before. You roll, roll, and maybe you can still, like... hit it.
A d20?
With your jump, yes.
Okay. 7 plus nothing.
You jump out, and he swings you down, and the skeleton deftly maneuvers.
So you just slam into the ground.
And I suplex Daryl.
Okay, I'm enjoying it less now.
The announcer, Nitro, throws a chair into the ring.
Shelby grabs the chair.
Okay.
Shelby's all about the chair. It's time to do some assists.
Wait, Sorrow?
I was just going to tell a shout to Shelby before he grabbed the chair. I was going to say, "Shut up!" And then I was going to run, jump off his shell, and leg choke the ghoul and try and, like...
And do, like, the flip
moves? Yeah, the flip
move, like,
with,
like,
the leg.
Dragon Warrior?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what Shelby...
Ultimate Warrior.
Or I can do it on the chair. Either one. I just need to boot up.
Here's my idea. You tell me to shell up, and I... go and I kind of, like, lay on my back with the chair, and as you're running, I kick it up towards the face of the thing, so you can jump off of me and, like, chair smash the person.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Kind of like a Van
She jumps off you, and then you throw the chair in between her foot and
the
guy's
face. Just, like, smashes it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do funnies. Who are you hitting?
The ghoul.
Okay.
Uh-oh,
you rolled
a
15.
That's a good roll. Oh, damn it, Shelby.
You can make it a 15.
I'm going to use guidance. Nope. I rolled a 12.
And
so
I rolled
13
a
and 6. You jump off Shelby, and then you kind of...
I hit her with the chair.
Like, the chair gets in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, and kind of screws things up. Plus, the ghoul is like, he's a slippery...
So we can use items.
If he throws it into the ring.
Throws him in.
You know.
Right.
It's like wrestling rules, kind of.
Hey, Dave, that wasn't cool, right? You know, those two. Maybe the ghoul, you and me and the ghoul?
Brains for Days gets up off the ground, and he's like...
Hey.
And that's all he does. He's kind of...
Well, good thing he can't see anything.
Wild right now. He's kind of out of it.
Dude, I took you out. And then I go over and...
Let's see, what am I going to do? I'm going to separate his head from his body completely.
Well, you already smashed his...
I did smash his brains.
So you're just going to, like, meticulously separate the neck skin that's remaining?
No, well, I was thinking, like, I would just, like, kick his head away.
Okay. Well, how about you kick it into another fighter?
That's great. I'll kick it into the ghoul.
Okay.
Some Shaolin soccer in here.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I thought I killed you. You know, surprise, motherfucker. And then I kick. Oh, that's a 1.
That's a 19.
Fall on my butt.
You kicked it at the ghoul.
Yeah.
He catches it in his, like, wavy rags and, like, swings its skull back at your face. And you take, just 1 damage.
Okay.
Like, a piece of skull fragment, like, hits you.
Gotcha.
Skeleton.
Not cool, yeah, man.
Yeah, say, is that one still alive?
Is jumping off the rope.
That got in my eye.
He runs over to Ghoul the Ghoul, the Duel Fool, and throws him up to the torso of Brains for Days. And the torso, just, they do this move all the time, so he knows what to do. And he grabs him by the legs and starts swinging him around wildly. And so it's going to be, you all have to roll, because it's going to hit any of you. So DC 12.
Nope.
Hi.
I can't, I literally can't roll above 10, except for 3 times all night.
Plus 1.
And also, this whole fight is strength, and I have 0 modern.
You guys are rolling pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
I tied it.
It's gonna hit everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think she's gonna be okay. It's gonna do 3 damage to you.
To everybody?
3 damage to all of you except for Sarah.
Gotcha.
Shelby gets up from this and grabs the chair, and he's just gonna toss it to the skeleton and say, catch! And then I'm going to run up and punch it.
Okay, cool.
We've rolled more ones in the last 20
you
minutes.
You rolled a 1?
Then
because the skeleton rolled a 4.
I saw the 4.
Yeah. But you still under-rolled him.
Jeez.
Wow. Let's say you punch him, but you just hurt your hand on the chair.
That's fair enough. I'm going to roll a d4 to see how much damage I think.
Just take 1. Oh, 2. Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I was going to give you.
So where are they?
Brains for Days is just a body without a head.
Is he still on the ground?
No, he's standing now.
Okay.
Skeleton, I think he was kind of... He just got swung around and hit you guys with his noggin. And then he got set down by Brains for Days. And then Shell Shocker tried to hit him, punch him through a chair, and just punch the chair.
So he has a chair now, right?
It's on the ground in front of him.
Both on the ground. He didn't catch it?
Ghoul the Ghoul the Duel.
Because that'll change what I was going to do. That's why I'm asking.
He didn't catch he didn't catch it.
Okay. I go and pick up the chair in front of him. And I stand directly in front of him. And I say, even I'm getting tired of my catchphrase. And then I hit him in the face.
Okay.
13.
Nice.
I'm trying to knock his head off. That's the goal.
With the chair?
Yep.
With the chair, it's a d12.
Okay.
So roll damage.
Oh, I hit the other dice. Dang it, 5.
Reroll it.
All right, thank you. And 6.
Plus
okay.
Eight.
No, 9.
Okay.
Sorry, 9.
That's a skeleton.
It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, 10. That'd be 10.
Oh.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
The skeleton's head is knocked off?
No. But he did take 10 damage.
Okay, Shelby goes up to the skeleton, and I'm going to grab one of his arms, like right by the hand, and then I'm going to suck my arm into my shell to get stuck.
Okay.
Okay, then I take the chair and try to break his arm.
Okay.
I have to say, I'm still over there, so.
D20s, folks.
God fucking damn it. That's
nat 20. Okay, you suck his arm in, but you don't hit his arm very well, but he is stuck.
Okay.
So his skeleton can't do anything because his arm sucked into your shell. I like that.
Okay, do I miss or do I just hit it lightly?
You just hit it, but not hard enough to do anything.
And then I just go, fuck, and I do it again.
Ghoul, ghoul,
I'm going to run over there and
just like double foot plant on the skeleton.
That's what I was going to try and break his arm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about, well, if you guys are both thinking the same thing, let's do a team thing here.
Oh, hell yeah.
So how are you going to make it? So how about you grab one of his legs?
Okay.
I go high, you go
low.
I'll
pull him straight and you jump.
Yeah.
You probably have better decks anyway.
You're like kicking in the rib cage area. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull his legs out straight to give him a better angle.
And if either of you beat his roll, we'll say it works. You roll a 19? Oh, he only got 4.
3.
Plus 1?
But he won.
Yeah, okay, you kick him real good. I mean, that's a damn good
I mean,
kick.
His was the hard part anyway. I was just holding his leg up.
So we're going to say you break his arm off.
Yes.
Nice. Sweet. Now Shelby has an arm.
Now Shelby has a weapon. What, for damage?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to call that just like 17 damage.
Yeah, I like that.
Shelby's now whipping the arm around like a nunchuck.
But he's also missing an arm. And he is... I'm
in my hand back and forth.
I
guess you would hold. I don't know what the skeleton version of Bloody is, but he isn't actually...
I laid down flat on the ground while they were doing their thing.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be out of the way, because I was right there.
So you got out of the way.
So I got out of the way. So I'm going to use this opportunity to crawl out of the ring, and I'm going to go around the side and pull the ghoul's legs out from under him.
Okay. I like
it. And that's 20.
Okay, you pull him out of the ring.
Sweet.
So you pull him out of his legs, pull him out of the ring, and he hits his face on, like, the edge of the ring and takes 5 damage.
Sweet.
Shelby runs over and stands by the ropes and holds his hands to give someone a boost to jump over.
Oh, hell yes.
I'm going.
Dave.
Okay, I re-grip and I put both legs, like the calves, underneath my armpits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's basically
planked. Is he face
planked.
Down? He's face down?
Yeah, he's face down with his face on the edge of the ring.
Okay, so now I'm curb stomping.
Okay, so I don't think I should have to roll to give him a boost, so how about my +1 strength gets added into his grip?
Okay.
Oh my god, I love this so much.
+2.
Okay, so 10, 11.
He rolled a 1.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I kind of want like a Bronco Buster. I don't know how you're feeling.
I don't know what a Bronco Buster is.
That's where you jump and like sack him.
That sounds terrible.
It sounds awesome.
And I yell, "Skull fuck!" as I
yes! That's
so funny. There you go.
Oh my god.
And I whisper, "Surprise me."
That's good.
After this all goes down, Chucky starts like licking his wrist and putting his hand up to his
head. Hell yes. Hell yes.
Oh, they're loving you.
While they're doing that, Sorrow runs over to...
Wait, we're going to do like 30 damage, because that's just like 3 people and the edge of the ring.
Hell yeah. The question is his face either in half or off?
I don't know how ghouls work, but I think it just like... I think he just broke the top, like the front part of his face off.
Okay.
I don't know how he breaks someone's face off. I feel like he cut it off.
Dislocate the jaw.
There you go. Yeah.
So awesome. Is his face hanging backwards, like Beetlejuice style?
I like that idea.
Or like really have from the grudge.
So he'd have to
he's
like,
got, like
turn
weird
around.
Jaw thing from the grudge, where his like bottom jaw is missing and his top of his head is like kind of flapping loosely. Like.
Okay, so I want to run back over to the chair.
Back over the chair. You're on the outside of the ring.
Yeah, so I want to jump back over.
Okay.
And get to the chair.
Well,
okay. So go ahead. I'm sure this is going to take a little bit.
Mine was pretty quick. I was while they were all doing that, I was going to go to the side of the ring, stand up on the post, and try and jump with both feet down onto the torso. Like belly.
Brains for days?
Brains for days.
Okay. Good. Because we need to get Brains for Days out of there.
I just wanted to squish his guts.
I just don't know what to do with him because he's like... Oh,
the
oh my gosh. If you roll low enough, all of his guts will shoot out of his head.
Yeah.
He got a 3.
7.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's good enough.
Good enough.
They come out very slow.
Good enough for you. What you really want to
have. It's like rolling toothpaste.
It's
like a fucking Play-Doh machine. Just guts.
Comes out
just,
as wacky hair.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Is he still alive?
He's, I mean...
You can call it... He's kicking.
Yeah,
around.
He's kicking.
Okay, so I'm going to finish doing what I was going to do. I want to snap off 2 legs of the chair and jam 1 in the neck hole and then take the other chair
and hammer it in.
Hammer it in.
Okay, I like that.
To which one?
into the zombie.
For days.
Oh, hell yeah.
His days of brains are all over the ring. That's what that's what Nitro says.
That's a 7.
Days of brains yes! all over the ring. Oh, you barely beat him. So yeah, you hammer a chair leg into his neck hole. We're going to call him, like, he can't do anything anymore.
Okay.
So he's basically...
Yeah, done. He's down for the count.
Incapacitated.
There's still a skeleton, right?
Yeah, skeleton, he is going to...
I start chanting, ladder, ladder, ladder,
he's
ladder.
He's going to try and help. Pointing at the skeleton.
He's going after you. He's going to try and help okay. Ghoul. Ghoul the ghoul, the ghoul.
Okay, I would like to assist with what he's doing.
The skeleton is diving, like, in between the ropes. Like, he's going to try and hit you with his head.
I'm still in the ring, so I boosted him out.
Oh, that's right. You are still in the ring. Okay, so he's just going after you.
Okay. So as he's going for me, I'm going to spin backwards and backhanded, whip his skeleton arm like a nunchuck back to hit him in the face.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Luckily, I got 21.
Well, you could distract him, like... Okay, holy cow.
So I, like, spin out of the way and, like, whap him in the face and then do a couple more things in my body and go... Wah!
You break a hole in his skull bone.
Okay, well then I climb over
and
the top of the ropes.
Roll a d12 because we're going to call it because you're using his arm.
So I'm over there doing some sort of distraction in front of Shelby. Shelby and I are facing each other because he's got his back turned to the skeleton. The skeleton is on the ground, correct?
No, it just got hit in the head, but it's still standing.
Okay, so is it like leaning onto the ropes then?
I'd say it's dazed like in the old school wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shell up. This is gonna get hairy.
Okay.
And I take Shelby and I put him on one of the rings, the rope.
What are they called?
Turnbuckles.
Turnbuckle.
There we go. I put him on one of those, and then I stand on the bottom one and I pull as hard as I can, and I shoot the shell at the skeleton.
Okay. So you use the rings of the ring as a slingshot.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. 20.
7, 8.
Oh, 19. He kind of snaps out of his daze and dodges.
Oh, sorry! Oh, shit! Where do I fly?
Just off the ropes on the other side.
Ooh, Shelby.
Roll a d20 and see if you can't hit...
hit him in the back?
Yeah. Make your best out of your flying everywhere.
So 15.
15? I'll make him roll again. If he avoided the first one, doesn't avoid the rebound.
So he, like, ducks and is like...
And then you hit him in the back of the head, yeah.
Nice.
Roll, let's do a d8 because it's your shell instead of your fists. 7.
8. So
8. Wow.
And I yell, Shelby, stay shelled!
Aw, I had an idea.
So,
okay. I'll just be a weapon.
I want to run over and pick up Shelby and hold him in front of myself and then sprint and try to smash the skeleton into the corner post.
Okay.
I'm trying to break bones.
Kind of like if you were to hold a pillow to your belly.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
A very hard pillow.
D20. Well, you only rolled a 2.
19!
Okay.
20.
Okay,
Shelby, where do you want to be?
His bones just...
For your plan.
Sprung.
By the ropes, close to the ghoul who's outside.
Okay, so I'm still on the outside of the ring. I'm going to go over...
The ghoul has been wandering dizzily outside of the ring.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like...
He's having trouble seeing, so he hasn't been able to find his way back into the ring.
Okay, so... Girl, can you grab the ghoul?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally go over there and take him by the hand and lead him to the ring.
No, keep him outside.
Okay. So okay. I do that. We just walk around in a circle.
Okay. You and the ghoul?
Yeah.
Alright.
He thinks he's leading him to the ring.
He sounds like a skeleton, so he thinks it's its teammate.
He sounds like a very trusting toddler. That's cool.
And Shelby goes, what was your name?
Sorrow, bring him by the hand.
Sorrowbringer.
I've never seen this before.
Grab the skeleton and bounce him off the rope so he bounces towards me.
Okay.
The skeleton?
Yeah.
13.
There's like, he's like shattered bones at this point.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He'd be a little together.
What about,
his ribcage?
What about brains for days' legs?
Yeah, can we put them together?
I love that. Okay, you put the zombie's legs on.
You take the rib cage and just like shove it on and just like stab the ribs in.
Okay, this is terrible. I covered the ghoul's eyes.
Hey, you're gonna do it.
Okay, so you throw him off the ropes and he, in this terrible abomination, bounces back, and I'm going to bend over and back body drop the creature over onto the ghoul.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the
okay.
rib
so
cage
she bounces him off the ropes
legs,
and then I flip him over
falls
the ropes,
on top
down
of the
ghoul's,
below
on
okay.
the ghoul's head.
This
is going to be a lot of rules, I feel.
So here's the question. Can I position the ghoul in front of where he's going to land?
You're leading the ghoul wherever you
yeah.
want.
I do that.
Yeah.
And that's a natural one.
Ooh.
You got 11.
I've literally rolled 6 fucking ones tonight.
He only rolled a 10?
13.
I got 11. 13.
At 13. So I think you successfully...
Flip him over.
Make an abomination of zombie legs and a rib cage. You successfully fling it out of the ring, but he does not successfully lead the ghoul underneath
okay.
it. So it just kind of falls to the ground and just
splats.
With a sickening thud of blood and bones.
Sickening
but
thud
it of. Further breaks, and they're definitely all the way dead now, and there's just a
definitely
ghoul.
Definitely
awesome.
All the way dead.
So seeing that he missed, Shelby leans over and he just goes, "Hey!" to the ghoul. And then he just throws the skeleton arm at him.
D20. Ooh, the ghoul rolled a 17.
16, 17,
plus
18.
High.
Oh!
Good strength, and then plus hers.
Nice.
That's
okay.
18.
You hit him in the head. Roll, what did we say for skeleton pumps? D8?
Yeah.
Okay, I lean over to the ghoul, and I say... we're almost there. And then I cover his ears and I go, "Guys, I'm going to need a little help over here. And what I want you to do is each take a limb. And we're going to pull."
Oh, nice.
You're like, what? Quarter him?
Mm-hmm.
Draw and quarter.
Okay.
Draw and
quarter
him.
I would guess this would be a strength check.
It's all been strength.
Yeah.
You're 6.
13.
12.
15.
This will be like constitutions. Oh, another 17.
13. Everyone's lower.
Everyone's below 17.
Yeah.
You pull on him real hard, but you don't succeed. Just try again.
Alright.
Pull
again!
What's he gonna do? You guys have
another
all
11.
Of his arms.
20.
17.
He only rolled a 6.
14.
Okay.
Okay, you pull his arms and legs off.
Surprise, motherfucker!
he's
he
like...
Well, imagine that I took the covering of, because I was covering his ears, and I took it off and I said, "Surprise, motherfucker."
So as the deafening roar,
and then I pulled
the skeletons and zombies and ghouls dies down, you guys are just standing there breathing hard.
I feel like maybe kind of like after we kill them, we each take a turnbuckle and stand up on it.
Yeah. You guys are definitely receiving the praise.
Sorrow has the arm that she pulled off the ghoul.
She's fucking done
and
a
she,
diamond cutter.
She goes
why
up behind Daryl and like rests it on his shoulder, like patting him on the back with the arm.
Hey! I was really not into this, guys. At all.
Yeah, right, Daryl.
Hey, Nixon?
Nitro.
Can we get out of here now?
Nixon.
I mean,
I think we've successfully given you your entertainment. How about you help us dig out our ship, and we'll be gone.
Hey, look, you don't even need me at this point. You have won the love of the crowd. And with this many zombies and ghouls and skeletons, I'm sure you guys can, you know, get their help. Hey, everybody! The winners! Do you guys have a team name, by the way?
The Octagon.
Fuck you up.
Fuck you up. That's their name.
COLSP.
COLSP?
Collision of Light Search Party.
No,
oh,
like,
okay.
Fuck you up.
Wait, but something's got to be better than fuck you up. Let's workshop this.
So
this is
so
important.
He's like, what should we call your team? And then there's like 5 minutes of us just huddled
yeah,
around like, so fuck you up.
No, maybe. let's pretend that in character someone says the thing that we definitely are going to come up with right now.
How about the Architects? Because we built a whole new monster.
something like engineers of death.
The reanimators.
The God Complex.
The
God Suplex.
The gun suplex.
Hesitant, skull fuckers. Hesitant but horrific. These nuts. Mm. Are they
underneath? Nuts. There it is.
Dental floss.
The winning team.
Guys, the winning team.
And then we all start doing the floss.
Powermon 5000.
All the zombies and ghouls are going to start following you, so they're like kind of cheering you on.
Okay.
Back to the ship.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Leads a parade.
I got it. Fresh to death.
Fresh to death.
Sar's like marching to the music, like waving the ghoul hand up and down.
Yeah, the skeleton hand. Yeah.
That's a little baton.
And for some reason, there's a snowman and a hat there.
With a pipe.
Fresh to death.
Guys, I seriously was not enjoying that at all.
What? Is that like the only way you can be cool?
I meant was before I went into the ring and totally fucking fuck shit up, right?
Yeah, I got a little horny.
Okay, that was unexpected.
I know, I've never been horny before.
Wait, do you know what horny means?
Yeah, it's where you like feel like the devil and you get big horns.
Okay, that's not... I'll explain... Okay. I'm going to explain to you things later, but not right now.
Kind of.
Okay.
What does it mean?
No. I'm not going to explain it to you. You should know. You learn it.
You're the cleric. You're the health teacher. Tell us. Oh my God.
Dude, you guys, we're not doing sex ed. We have skeletons behind us.
I don't know what sex is.
I know. Hey, Daryl has a good point. There are a lot of boners behind us right now.
Okay.
What?
If you knew what you were talking about, that would have been an awesome joke.
Okay. What do you mean boners? That's a slang term they use for skeletons.
No, I got it. You didn't.
What? Guys, getting the ship out isn't going to be easy, so we got a real hard on here.
I think you mean one. Hard one.
No, a hard on. Like, on this situation, you would say it was technically hard.
God, I wish you knew what you were saying. It would be fucking hilarious. Dave, you gotta get in on this.
You know what? I think we need a couple of
zombies. Why are you covering your ears, Dave?
They can double penetrate to lift up the ship through the sands.
Oh my God.
Wait, what? We don't want them to penetrate the ship. There's big holes in it.
Okay.
This whole conversation is just shocking.
Don't put stuff... What? Yeah, there's no holes to put stuff in.
No holes barred. That's what we did in the ring. But we're talking about something different.
That's true. We need to find a good spot where they can put their hands. So maybe if they put their hands on there, finger it a little bit until they find a good grip, they can push it up.
Okay, this is going everywhere. But we need to get the ship out.
What's going everywhere?
Are you coming? Come on, let's go.
Oh, great. Now she says the thing that I wasn't expecting anyone to say. Definitely.
Nigro says...
Don't be so anal.
I'm pretty good. Oh, Nigro's coming.
Nigro, it's like, let's get on the ship. He climbs on your ship with you guys.
Yeah, come with us. Hey, are we friends?
And all the skeletons and zombies and ghouls kind of just pile their dead bodies up underneath the ship until it slowly rises
up.
That's awesome. So, Nigro. What's your favorite animal?
Turtles now. Man, you guys were awesome.
is he coming?
Our new best friend, Sorrow?
He needs to get out of there, too. He's like, look, guys, you don't need to give me a ride anywhere. I just need to get back to the Necromancer's
Retreat. Yeah, he's never going to see a cooler match than that.
Look, I think we should maybe...
Yeah, that was the pinnacle of my career as a for the NFL.
I think Daryl like writes a note. And I want to report him to the Necromancer for Science. Just not report him like, hey, this guy's doing this and that. But
Daryl
just like,
was cool,
hey,
man.
This guy is alive and he's in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, maybe go find him.
I get it. So, like, look.
We'll agree to, like, drop him off at the next town, maybe?
Yeah, well, clearly he can take care of himself in the desert. He's
sure,
got lots of undead friends. But also, I like that idea of, like, writing a letter to the NFS to let them know.
Did I say NSP?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's Ninja Sex Party from Game Grumps.
I think it also
the guys from Game
like
Grumps.
Be wise to like write a letter to the NFS for like we're looking like, you know, just kind of like touch base with them and be like, this is what we're doing. We ran into this guy.
Okay.
Because I think the cult never formed like they like you guys are forming relationships with all the other organizations, and this is deepening that like bond with the NFS, which is, you know, becoming a good, you know, a friendly group for you guys. Them and the, you know, people in the desert and Hagwarts, although you guys are kind of in charge of Hagwarts now.
I would like to, we're on or close to the surface now.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for Nycro before you drop him off and leave?
No, but I do have something I want to do, and,
I just wanted to ask him what he was doing when he
I off. Stand over the edge of the boat and sort of dejected, I look down at the skeletons pushing us up and I go, surprise, motherfucker. And then I cast Turn Undead.
Well, they're undead.
Well, I guess you
I'm just laying them to rest.
Yeah, on mercy. You put them to rest.
And then I definitely flip them off as I'm doing it. I want them to see, like, yes. One last...
And Shelby drops some flower petals down in there, too, for him, and then flips them off, too. And he's like,
he thinks it's
well a... wishes.
He thinks it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shelby doesn't know what it is.
Shelby, I was doing a different thing. I'm going to have to... That's actually... I was doing it ironically as, like, the character of wrestling.
Oh.
No. That means
so
fuck
not
you,
well
man.
Wishes.
That means, like, an F word.
It's an effort, friends.
Fun.
No.
He turns around and does it to Nycro. Friends.
I put his hands down. No. God, we have a lot to talk about. When we sleep tonight? No. When you Nycro go to sleep like, tonight? I'm going to... I don't
guys,
know what
I'm going to take this back to the Necromancer's Precise. Tonight was a great night. Not just for me, but for all of mankind. I feel like I learned about how much zombies can survive. I didn't know you could do that to anything. That was incredible.
Neither did I.
Also, the whole rib cage with the leg, that was awesome. I think someone needs to find out about that and start experimenting.
It's probably not a good idea, I'm be honest with you.
This guy's kind of a freak.
Well, yeah, I think he's been in the desert.
Yeah.
I think we can, like, give him some water and food that has been on our... that's on the ship and, like, get him hydrated and, like...
Nitro's like, what are you guys doing out here? Though I never really found out why.
Oh, I was gonna say just to give him some rest, but to finish my thought.
Well, I was trying to figure out what he was doing.
How long have you been down here?
I'm not sure.
Well, are you familiar with the Coalition of Light?
They're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, well, they're fine, but some friends of theirs were actually looking for.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not the person to ask.
Yeah, would you know of anywhere that's possibly popular around here?
I know is that we have a section of the NFS where we kind of historically find out what has happened to people in the past, because history is repeating itself. And so, you know, if this has happened before, maybe that is what's happening again. That's the idea behind it.
Okay.
I don't know if they'd be able to help you or not, but I put in a good word for you guys if you ever make your way out there.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going, or?
I'll find my way there eventually. Write that letter, and I'll get some zombies and ghouls to, you know, fly me, carry me. I'll make
I don't think you know how zombies work.
Out of skeleton bones.
You really have been down there a while, man. You should get some sleep.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I give him some moon leaf.
Oh, yeah. That'll help.
Have a nap.
And Shelby goes, oh, hmm. And he goes, Daryl, you have your pen that you use? Do you have any empty cartridges I could look at?
Sure.
Okay, cool. And I take the cartridge.
Okay. That happens while you're sailing the rest of the way. I think Sorrow kind of learned what the sinking areas look like, so she's able to avoid them. Any other role-playing you guys do, you leave him there, kind of, but with, like, supplies.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we're not leaving. We're leaving him in the next town we stumble upon.
I don't know what the next town is, honestly. How about just
even if it's like a 3-horse town or whatever, you know?
I'd say as soon as you get out of the desert, you kind of drop him off. And
sure.
Like, hey, we're heading
just
to the school.
A 3-horse town, not a 1-horse town.
You know, like a 3-horse town. There's probably two guys with horses, and they fight over them.
Okay.
Because they both want two horses.
I didn't think that through.
Dude, each of us have one horse, but that's not enough. I want two
hey,
horses.
Hey, that's my fucking horse. No, it's mine. No, it's not.
This town's not big enough for two people to own two horses.
It's either going to be two horses and one person or two people and one horse.
I just see the horses like talking amongst themselves like, this is fucking bullshit, right? Well, should we just leave?
We don't need two horses, you asshole. You could just go to a different town.
Unless you want to just ride two horses at one time.
I didn't know that's possible.
Either. It's definitely possible. Have you never been to a rodeo?
He's got some sick plans of doing some horse sentencing.
That's turned very weird. I'm still laughing, though. That was so stupid. I'm very sorry that I came up with that dumb thing.
I liked it. It warmed my heart.
So, our plan is to get through the desert to...
I believe you're heading to the cleric school that is outside of the desert. On yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I think...
are you doing with this empty cartridge here?
So, I already rolled, and it was a success. So, after like a couple days, Shelby's working with the cartridge, and he goes, hey, I have your cartridge, Daryl, and mm-hmm. I was able to use some bloodgrass and moonleaf, and I was able to mix it up, and what you have here is actually a charming cloud that you can use.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it works like a charm spell when you blow smoke in there.
Holy crap, that's cool. That's cool. Like well, let's give it a shot. I blow a little smoke cloud at Dave Meowthews.
You guys, I wanted it to be more of a Fight Club thing and less of a WrestleMania thing, but that was way more
so
fun. That was so much better. I should have planned it that way originally.
Like, hey, guys, that was actually pretty crazy. To be honest with you, I had a little bit of fun. But, we're going to the cleric school. We're going to drop this, Nico. We're going to drop him off at the next two horse or three horse, whatever, however many horses we find down.
What if there is any? We are in the desert. What if it's a three camel town?
Burt Reynolds' face smacks against the ground, and he spits out a tooth. As he stands up holding a staff in his hands, Blind is on the other side of a training room, and he's going, "You seem distracted, Burt. You're not really paying attention." Burt's like, "I'm trying with everything I have to do this. I can't do it." And he goes, "You're very, very distracted." And he's like, "You need to clear your mind, Burt. You need to focus." And he's like, "I can't. I constantly hear them." And Blind kind of like sets his staff down and kind of leans on it. And he's like, "Then I don't know what we're doing here. There's something else that we're going to have to do. And I don't know what that is." And Burt kind of throws the staff down and he's like, "I'm getting more rest." And he lays down. The next morning, Sight and Blind are kind of working about Burt's sleeping in. He's got his room locked. They tried waking him up once, but he wasn't answering. And then there's a knock on their main door. And Sight and Blind walk over to the door and open it up, and they see a human in a robe with the NFS symbol on it. And Sight goes, "Oh, thank you so much for coming on such short notice." And he's like, "Oh, no problem. So you guys needed something." And they're like, "Yes, the issue is with Burt. We need you to talk to him." And he goes, "Okay, well, fill me in on the details." A few minutes pass, and Burt walks into a room where the NFS member is sitting on the ground. And Burt goes and sits on the other side of him, and Burt goes, "What do you want?" And he goes, "Burt, we need to have a conversation." And Burt goes, "What do you have to tell me?" And he's like, "It's not me, Burt. Who are the people that died?" And Burt kind of, like, turns his head and he's like,
There was Simon, he was the father. Patty was the mother. James was the boy, and Susan was the girl. And he goes, okay, let me focus on one of them. And he takes out a bag, and he spills out some old bones and on the ground, and he puts his hand over it, and Bert puts his hand on top of his, and he's like, I'm not ready for this. And he goes, we need to do this, Bert. If you're going to be able to clear your mind, you need some sort of closure. And Bert's like, I can't do this. And he gets up and he walks towards the door. And the NFS member says, then we've lost. And Bert stands there and he remembers those words of advice he received while he was wandering hungover in the woods of Geralt's voice saying, you can do this. We got this. We love you. We're here whenever you need us. And Bert stops and he takes his hand off the handle and he goes, okay. And he walks over and he sits down. The NFS member holds his hand out over the bones and he's like, I'm looking for Patty, mother to James and Susan, wife of Simon. And his eyes are closed and the bones are kind of rattling on the ground and he's like, This is odd. I'm not finding a Patty based on the information you told me. Oh, where did they live? And he kind of lists off the cottage that they lived at. Simon worked for Tech Inc. And is giving out more detail. And he's like, I'm not getting anything for Patty. And then he stops and he's like, wait. And he goes, I found someone who's the mother of a James and a Susan, but her name's not Patty. And Bert's like, what? And he goes, okay, I'm bringing her in. And he closes his hands around the bones, and a spirit rises up from where his hand is, and it is a woman, and Bert recognizes her immediately. And Bert just bursts into tears. So you are the mother of James and Susan, wife of Simon, who worked for Tech Inc. And she goes, yes, Patty was my middle name. I went by to kind of hide myself. And he goes, okay, well, what name should we call you? And she says, Maureen.